We say good morning to Curtis Granderson, Blue Jays outfielder. Good morning.
Good morning. How you guys doing today?
Doing really well. You know, it's just a spring training game, but there are worse ways to start out with a new team than homering in your first spring training game. So that went okay for a start.
It was a good way to go ahead and get your feet wet a little bit, but there's still a lot of games left to play. We're still only in February, a long way to go, which is absolutely amazing to think about that we're starting up playing games so early.
So you go to the World Series at age 25. I worked in Detroit for 9 years. I know how popular you were there and what a fixture in the community you were. You've had a lot of opportunities with teams to get back, Curtis, and you can only do so much. You've got quite a playoff resume. Does that still, that passion still burn within you? You want to play because you love the game, and let's face it, guys are paid well, but that World Series, getting so close when you're younger, you think, well, I'll get back a few more times. It outside of the Mets in 15, it hasn't happened for that opportunity just yet, has it?
You know, what's crazy is you go into it, especially after your first full season when I was 25 in 2006, and you get there, and then you return a lot of the guys that we have in that team, Verlander, Polanco, Pudge Rodriguez, Maglio, Ordonez. Oh, man, you know, we came up short last year. We're definitely going to be back there sooner than later, and we're going to win this whole thing. And sure enough, I didn't get a chance to get back there until you said until 2015. So you get an understanding that all 30 ball clubs every year are trying their best to improve. You got a great minor league system with every organization. All those guys come up to the big league hungry, excited, come with some experience and also some winning edge on them as well, especially if they've won in the minor leagues. And it makes it a lot difficult. And the reason why you haven't seen those dominant teams take over year after year like the Yankees used to do back in the late 90s and early 2000s, like the Braves used to do. Any team at any time can go out there and be successful, and that's what I'm trying my best to do here with Toronto.
For a free agent to sign in any city, there has to be mutual interest. I wonder, though, who called who? They call you or you called them?
They called me, actually. As soon as the World Series finished up this year, teams were able to start communicating, and Toronto was one of the first teams to reach out to me. They expressed the interest and said, hey, you know, obviously we want to go ahead and get the ball rolling here, but we got to make sure we take care of a couple other things. And we know that you're going to be dealing with a few things also, but definitely stay in touch. We want to continue to keep communicating. And sure enough, those conversations continued. They got a little more detailed. The opportunities were presented to me and communicated to me well, and everything just seemed to line up the way I wanted it to be. And getting a chance to come over here with some familiar faces like Russell Martin, like Steve Pierce, like Jay Happ, who's from Chicago as well. You know, getting a chance to come over here with these guys was a lot of the things that lured me over here. Plus, they've had success. And I've also liked the city of Toronto.
Curtis Granderson, our guest, kind enough to join us. He'll play game number 1,800. He's got 1,796 just in the regular season alone. Big playoff resume, 9 postseason home runs. You bring that up about not being able to go back, and sometimes what we think is going to happen just doesn't. I mean, we're doing this in the media. I'm sure fans are too. We look at 4 teams in the American League, Curtis: Cleveland, Houston, where your buddy Verlander is now, Yankees and Red Sox, and none of us want to pick against them making the playoffs, but there's your cautionary tale that the bottom can fall out. An injury here, an injury there, and that Kansas City team you guys played in the World Series in 15. Nobody's got them in the World Series, right?
You know, it's amazing. You know, no one had the Mets in the World Series in 2015. You know, it's amazing how this all unfolds. You know, in that 2016 with the Tigers, just 2-3 years later, we were one loss away from breaking a record in Major League Baseball. So there's so many crazy things that can happen. But the exciting thing about it being February and being March is that you have everything on paper. Everybody's very optimistic and excited about not only their own clubs, but the things that have happened over the offseason. And obviously the teams that you've mentioned have made some great moves or had a lot of success the previous year. So you definitely have to put them in the mix. But the cool thing about this game is, it's not unlike any other sport. You can have the dominant resume, you can have the dominant pieces, but there's always something that happens between the lines that either may go your way or it may not go your way, and everybody leaves out scratching their head going, wow, I definitely didn't pick this team to go ahead and be there, but they've been able to put it together, whether it be the lack of injuries, maybe it's the cohesiveness, maybe it's the fact that just winning games that they people didn't expect them to win, and all of a sudden they've got out to a hot start and the confidence has continued to grow. But no one's been able to figure that formula out. That's the reason why you always see a lot of different teams there when it's all said and done.
With the Blue Jays free agent signee, Curtis Granderson, your resume includes leadership. You're a guy that can help with teammates, help in the clubhouse. I wonder how difficult it is to come into a new situation, and when do you assert yourself, especially on a ball club like this that has some veterans?
Well, the good thing about it being so early is that you come in and you're trying to learn people, and people are also trying to learn me. And I've had people coming up to you and are you really that nice? I think you're lying. You know, there's something that you're trying to figure out. So they've only been around me for a couple of days, just trying to get that insight on me, and I'm also trying to figure that out about them. And as situations come, whether it be over the spring or whether over the season, that's when the potential to insert myself is going to happen. There's no scheduled date or time. It's just going to all be ebbs and flows of the course of the game, just depending on how things are going to be going. If there's something that needs to be said, obviously, then I'll try my best to step up in those moments, but also be receptive if someone needs to say something to me. I think that's the combination of being a good leader. You also have to give it and be able to take it at the same time.
It's a great question and answer, but it would be weird if you said May 5th. 3 p.m. That's when I make my move. All right, that's
my goal. That's what I'm writing down right here.
I watch you on the when you were a road player, Yankees, or when Detroit would travel. I'd watch you in the on deck circle. You'll interact with fans. You're right. Is there any stadium where you do get a tough time? Look, you were a teammate of A-Rod's. Come on, A-Rod's going to get a tough time in 29 states, sometimes 30. Is there anywhere where you're like, wow, they're kind of on me more than the other 28?
You know what? I think it just all depends on the time of the year, especially, you know, being with the Yankees. We'd go to different stadiums, and obviously either you loved the late Yankees or you hated the Yankees, so we definitely experienced that. Even in Detroit, you know, the rivalry that we'd have with Cleveland, because both teams were very good at that time, and you also had the Cavaliers and the Pistons who were also battling each other. So there was a lot of rivalry between two cities that are 2 hours away, a quick flight, and then all the different teams I've got a chance to be on. There's been some sort of, you know, more positive and less positive places that you step into. For Toronto, I'm not sure who that's going to be, considering that they're the only team in Canada. But obviously, when they go to the American League East, with all those different teams that you mentioned, if we're playing the way that we're going to be capable of, then teams are definitely, or the fan base is definitely going to be trying to slow that down.
I open up the window there. I bring up A-Rod. So he's on Sunday Night Baseball this year. He's been on Fox. You're a teammate of his. You'd know him well. You must go, really? He's been great, but you must have been like, that's not the guy that's going to go on TV and be a color commentator. And yet I can't get enough of watching him. What do you think?
You know, surprisingly, one of the things that I've always told people is that he's one of the smartest guys in the game of baseball that I've ever been around. Just the conversation he has about just the game have been great. I've always said that he would be a great manager in this game if that opportunity presented itself, but it just hasn't to this point. So another great alternative is to get a chance to discuss baseball, discuss the reasons why teams are able to be successful and how to go out there and win. And he's done an amazing job getting a chance to go out there. You and a bunch of other friends and family and fans have all come up to me and talk about, man, have you seen A-Rod? I really enjoy watching him. And that's how he was in the clubhouse. I mean, just little things that he would talk about just made so much sense, but not a lot of people were thinking that mentality. And he's been able to do it and put it out there and make it so everybody could understand it.
Were you surprised how things finished up with Joe Girardi with the New York Yankees and that he's not the manager this year?
Yeah, you know, baseball is one of those things where you try to figure out everything and you still leave out going, man, I definitely wouldn't have seen that coming. Especially, you know, a guy I got a chance to play for. A lot of the players have loved playing for him. He also was a player for the Yankees. So you have a combination of a bunch of things. But at the same time, you know, you get a chance to realize that this is a business. There's a lot of changes that are going to always happen. Some of them are going to be unfavorable. Some are going to have you leave your head scratching, wondering what's going on. But then everybody on the inside has their mindset and their plan of why they're trying to do what they're doing. They just don't divulge it to everybody. So that leaves you, myself, and everybody else trying to put pieces together to understand what exactly went down. But the Yankees organization made the moves that they needed to based off of what they felt was going to be the best way for them to be successful. And Joe Girardi, I'm sure, loved his time over there. He got a championship both as a player and also as a manager. And I'm sure he's off doing some amazing things with his family right now.
Blue Jays outfielder Curtis Granderson, we thank you so much for joining us this morning. Just, you should know that Brady and I will be at the park May 6th.
Oh, is that right?
When to make sure that you have stepped up, my friend, on the date that you promised.
Perfect.
To.